This young man had planned to fly from New York to Paris. Such a flight had never been made before. It was a very dangerous undertaking. One might not have been surprised if there had been fear upon the man's face, but there was no fear. This man was ready to go. Into the cockpit of the airplane, the youth climbed hastily. He started the motor. "How does it sound?" he asked a man who stood near. The man was the field engineer for the Wright Company, which had built the motor. "She sounds mighty good to me," the man replied. The tall youth listened a moment longer. "Don't you think I might as well go?" he asked. "Yes, I guess you had better," was the answer. The roar from the motor filled the air. The tall young man waved his hand to the people who had gathered about the field and started on the long journey. It seemed hard for the plane to rise from the ground because it was so heavily loaded. People held their breath for fear the great undertaking might end even before it was well underway. Once off the ground, the airplane barely passed over some trees nearby. It flew dangerously near some electric wires. Up, up, higher, and still higher it went. Yes, it was really off at last. Charles Lindbergh was on his way to Paris.